Kansas Wheat Commission held a virtual seminar on June 10th with customers from Nigeria and Sub-Saharan Africa. During the seminar, these customers were able to take in a live view from fields during harvest and learn about current growing conditions. During the virtual seminar, viewers were able to discuss and talk with farmer Tyler Ettinger from Meade, Kansas, about his current harvest situation. He also grows different varieties of seed to sell as certified seed to farmers. Ettinger said some of it depends on the demand, what are farmers wanting, and the other part depends on what are the new and upcoming varieties. About half the varieties that we sell, farmers really like. They've been doing well for years. Another third of the varieties guys are looking for higher quality seed. The rest of our varieties are new that we try and introduce to the farmers. On average, half of the Kansas wheat crop is exported every year, and Nigeria has been a top buyer in recent years. They love the consistent quality they get in wheat from the U.S. This virtual seminar helped to grow our market share in the Sub-Saharan region and build that same relationship of trust with buyers in South Africa. Dr. Romulo Lulato, Extension Wheat and Forages Specialist with Kansas State University, discussed the wheat crop in 2020 and its development throughout each month. Along with wheat crop development, Lulato also talked about early versus late planting regarding yielding potential. He said as we delay planting date, the grain yield decreases. Essentially what we are seeing is even though the farmer planted on time, the crop never emerged until January. We then went from a potential 50 bushels per acre to around 25 to 30 bushels per acre due to lack of precipitation in the far southwest corner of the state. Darby Campsey, Director of Communications and Producer Relations for Texas Wheat, joined in on the conversation to discuss how the wheat crop was doing there. This year, South Texas harvest yields averaged 25 bushels per acre for dry land, with protein levels ranging from 12 to 14%. Central Texas conditions were mixed due to weather conditions and freeze damage. Yields were averaging 45 bushels per acre with 9 to 14% protein levels and 60-pound test weights. Justin Gilpin, Kansas Wheat CEO, discussed sampling and testing background, U.S. winter wheat crop conditions, acreage and yield prospects, as well as early thoughts from Kansas wheat harvest. Samples started being collected in the beginning of May. Along with Gilpin's discussion, Eric Sperber of Cornerstone Ag gave a preview of the 2020 Kansas hard white wheat crop and market logistics. These Sub-Saharan Africa wheat customers would have normally traveled to Kansas during wheat harvest, but the virtual seminar gave them the opportunity to learn more about this year's crop and to ask questions. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Marcia Boswell.